Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President of the John Maxwell Company. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. Just as a reminder, before we get started, if you want to learn more about the five levels of leadership, if you want to download a learner's guide that Perry's created for today's episode, maybe you have a question or a comment about something that we have said, a leadership question, or maybe even an idea on a future content piece, do not hesitate to visit johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast, and you can find that resource and or leave a question there. Well, today's topic is titled, Turning Your Watchers into Rowers. Now, if you haven't heard Perry and I before, maybe haven't heard Perry's example that he's brought to us or heard us do a keynote for some organizations before and haven't heard this, you're like, what are they talking about? Well, over the months, we have in many times talked about this picture that Perry kind of brought to me about this employee engagement, which I just think is a visual that every team I take them through it go, oh man, like we've got to do something about that engagement level. And they're in a boat. I usually use 10 people. I think you do as well. Yep. So that the percentages work out into the data, really what's going on. And we talk about those that are kind of rowing with you that are in the first part of that boat. We talk about the ones that are just watching the scenery go by. You know, they're on their phone, they're on Facebook most of the day, whatever, or is on their lap. And then the back couple, they're trying to sink your boat. Is that what we're going for today? We're going to pack this a little bit on the podcast?
That's it. And I first saw that picture. It's been several years ago, and it came from Bob Kelleher on a YouTube video, and it just really affected how I looked at my team and now at every team that we have the privilege of coaching, that you can look at this and determine, look at your boat, your team, and determine who in your boat is rowing with you and who has the oar across their lap watching the scenery go by. And even worse, are there any people in your boat who are like to see you fail or actively trying to sink your boat? And the bottom line on the research is that on any given team, about 70% are not rowing. And I find that to be a leadership issue. And what I want to talk today is really, we're kind of talking about leading down a bit and to your team. But are there things leaders can do to get people rowing?
Yeah, absolutely. This engagement level, man, this is something that just, it breaks my heart when I see it. I saw an updated statistic last week that I think the engagement level is up to 34%, right? And I just would like to see it so much higher. And to your point, it's a leader issue. And hopefully on your team, that's not the case, but more than not, it probably is, and you just don't know about it. And so what we want to do is just give you some thoughts around, you know, what we're talking about, which is how to increase this engagement level. And we've been talking about John's 360-degree leader content, really focusing on, in the past episodes, how you lead up and then how you kind of lead across. And today, we're going to talk about how do you lead or influence down. And by doing that, it's going to help increase that engagement level, which should hopefully decrease the 70% that you were talking about in your team.
Well, that's the hope. And the focus on this impact you have on a team and really motivating everyone to row with you. And the concept really is to, you know, how do you develop every team member as a person? But one thing that's been big to me lately, I've used it on a dozen coaching calls, no less, I just want you to help the listeners understand, because I really wasn't clear on this. And when I was leading as a younger leader, there's a difference between developing someone and equipping someone. Because I believe many leaders think that they're developing their team members when what they're really doing is equipping them. And I just hope they haven't turned us off by now, because they think, yeah, I already do this, because you don't do this. So stay with us.
Wait a minute. Listen, no one ever turns our, you know, they listen in for your title.
As far as I know.
as far as we know. And then maybe the wrap-up comments, and that's it. But so, I think this is a great clarification conversation to have around kind of this equipping and / developing. I think the first thing that people think about when we talk about this is like, oh, I don't have time in my day as a leader to develop people. I just can't add that to my list. And that's probably the first thing they think about. So let's back up just a minute and let's talk about how we define and what we think about equipping and developing. And then we'll give you some ideas on maybe how you can work this into your schedule as you begin to develop the people around you. So when we talk about equipping, right, this is when you teach someone how to do a job. Equipping or training, and there's a big difference between equipping and training and then developing, right? So when you teach someone how to do a job, when you're developing them, we see this as kind of when you're helping someone improve as an individual, as a person, as their, you think about their emotional intelligence, and you help them not only become aware of that, but develop that, enhance that, and you help them from the personal qualities and characteristics. And this is key. Not only that will it help them in the job, in their profession, and in their career as they begin to develop, but also in their personal life, right? And so when you think about, again, just give you some examples. Hey, teach me how to sell that. How do I run that machine? What do I do around this ad campaign? All that's equipping. We're training them on a skill set to be able to do that. But now if we're talking about teach me how to develop discipline, how to improve my people skills, that emotional intelligence, how to, that's more of the development side of things. And so when you teach leadership, it's the soft skill side of thing. It's the EQ side. Remember, some of the greatest leaders that Harvard Business Review interviewed and studied spent 85% of their time on the emotional intelligence, on the people skills when leading people. And so it's so important not only for us to lead from that perspective in that seat, but then to be developing that in those that are on our team.
Yeah, it was easy for me as a leader to send my people off to training
to
get equipped to do their job. How do you make a sale? How do you, you know, develop an ad campaign? How do you run a spreadsheet? All that's great. You need to know that stuff. That's the IQ side of it. But I don't think I really had an intentional development plan for myself or for my people. So once I decided for myself, I began to start teaching it to my people that everybody needs to own their own development. But I'm also going to speak into that.
That's right.
I just wondered, you know, when you're making an investment in developing the person, it really is going to help their whole life. It's going to make them a better person and a better employee. But what do you think pays the most dividends, equipping or developing?
Well, I think no doubt about it, it is completely about developing. I think that, you know, let's go back to, so level, we're talking about level four here today, and we're talking about you developing your people, right? And we're talking about everybody should, obviously you got to train them. And a lot of organizations invest resources, and maybe you as a leader invest in your team on training and or equipping them, but they should also be investing in them from a development standpoint as well. And I want to encourage you, just, we often say that we develop and invest in people both personally and professionally. And people are like, why are you doing that? Well, why would you do that? Well, I often say, we spend more time with people that we work with than we do at home. And so if I can add value to them at home and they become a better person at work, and if I invest in them at work professionally and they become a better person at home, then we are definitely having the whole person be developed. So without a shadow of a doubt, I would say that it is to develop, right? Equipping someone is expected. It's kind of part of the job. It's what they expect from you. But developing is something that requires you to be have a personal connection and be intentional about that action as a leader. So how can a leader develop this development mindset in leading their team?
Yeah, it's realizing, first of all, that development is a long-term process. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in a day. It happens day by day. So I love, you know, equipping can be quick and straightforward. Learning the mechanics of a job can be a class, a workshop.
Yeah.
Can be that sort of thing. Development takes time because it requires you to change. And if it change really can't be rushed. It's not one and done. It really is an investment in somebody, the process of investing in someone over time. It's going to be difficult.
Yeah, and listen, you need to remember, not only does every person need to be led like they want to be led and differently, you're going to have to develop them differently. Everybody brings, you know, different tools to the table. And so as a leader, you need to be aware of that. You're not going to have the same starting place with each person. You may not even have the same kind of ending place on that development plan that you have for them. It's going to need some personalized attention. And so when you equip, you base, you know, what you're doing and what you're teaching off of your needs as an organization. What do you need them to know how to do? What is the skill set? When you're developing them, though you're basing them off of their needs. What do they need to be better? What needs to be improved on that you see as their leader in order for them to grow in their influence and their development? And so there's a distinct difference between the two, but you also need to be aware that you're going to have to do it differently. Now, again, let me go back and say this. I'm not suggesting now you've got to add something else to your to-do list. It'd be great if you were intentional about that time. What I want to encourage you to do is you begin thinking about the side of these soft skills, this emotional intelligence in the leaders that you want on your team that you want to see develop. Begin thinking about what you're already doing that would expose them to that. Then invite them to come along. Invite them to be on that call. Mm-hmm. Invite them to take a trip with you. Invite them to a lunch. And then as you're debriefing what you had already going to do is on your calendar anyways, it's going to naturally, organically turn into a development conversation about that in that individual.
And that's often overlooked. There's some easy things to do just, and John says, invite them to the table, take people along.
Yeah.
I had a leader do that with me. Just come watch this meeting. Don't talk.
Yep.
Don't interrupt. Just sit and listen, take notes. We'll talk about it after. And it really set me up to a development process for the next role I was going to have.
And the key part of that is the invite is important. The conversation after is even more important.
Right. Yeah, that's great. It also helps, I find, to know what their dreams and desires are for the future. How well do you know? A level two action is, how well do I know this person? What are they aspiring to be and do? What are their strengths and weaknesses? Where can they add the most value? We've got them on the bus. Put them in the right seat. Are they where they should be? And do I know where they want to go? And if I understand what their hopes are, where they hope to be, and I can align my development with that, I'm noticing just from my experience of doing this, the energy level goes up in just tons, and that increases their passion for the work, and everybody starts to grow. And guess what? When their energy is involved, they start to row, and that's what I'm after.
That's what we're after, right? We want to increase the middle part of that boat to row with us. We don't want them just sitting there watching as the houses go by or as the boat begins to sink. So, Perry, what's your experience with offering to, this is, develop someone, right? But they don't think they have any development needs. And I was just sitting there thinking about, you know, some people I've worked with, not here, just other places, that have no, I don't need to be developed in that area. What's been your experience with that? How do you handle that?
Yes, unfortunately, it happens more than you'd think.
Yeah.
That people aren't just aware. And I think that's one of the great gifts you give others as a leader is straight talk. And we talk about balancing care with candor. You want to do it straight, but I care for you. I'm trying to help you. You can trust me that I'm make you aware that some blind spots, some things you don't see. You know, we offer a 360 assessment. I've been doing some reviews lately with people, and it's been very sobering for people to hear getting that feedback from above, beside, and below about how people view you and how they see your leadership and how they see your influence. When you have that wake-up call, it becomes pretty, people will get serious about developing when they are made aware of a gap.
Yeah.
And that's really what you do as a coaching leader is help people identify gaps. I think you do this great. One area you could improve on would be that. I'm willing to help you do that. I care about you. You can trust me. Let's get busy. And then they pick up the oar and start to row.
Yeah. And what I love about that assessment is that it is – the results of it are a great guide for you as a leader to have a conversation with that individual. The data is right there, right? So listen, as we kind of just wrap up this, we could talk about a development plan of your people and the leadership for an entire year. So this is like maybe even higher than 30,000 foot view, but we just wanted to make sure that you understand there is a difference between equipping and training and developing your people. And there are people on there, individuals on your team, that if we want to build a sustainable bench of people and a culture that's, and we need to be developing the people that are on our team right now inside. We need to be developing them, not just equipping them. So remember, it starts with you, right? You cannot give what you do not have. We've talked about this before. So what are you doing to develop yourself? You got to be modeling that. Leaders got to go first. I was on a conversation this morning with a leader that said, I have four individuals that need to be coached. And I said, okay, what about you? What about me? No, you have to go for it first. I'm not saying you got to be a part of any group conversations, but we've got to be coaching you first. So leaders, you got to go first. And then you got to remember, it's just a process. Start small. What can you include them on? What can you expose them to? What type of conversations can you have going to and from those appointments, so that you can begin this process, because it does take time. And then the other thing is just be consistent in doing it. We get excited. Maybe you hear this podcast, you're like, yes, I'm gonna do that with Perry. We're gonna start this week. And then 3 weeks, Perry's like, hey, what happened to? So be consistent, because consistency compounds.
Yes.
And the more you do it, you're gonna wake up 12 months from now, you go, holy cow, look at Perry. Mm-hmm. Right. And it all started because you were intentional about making that decision about developing them. Gotta train them, gotta equip them. We already do that. Most of the world and organizational development does that, but they miss the point on developing the people. So make it an intentional thought and a process of how you can develop your team.
It's a very high level of influence when people follow you because you're investing in them.
That's right.
And they will row. It's just, you believe in me, I'm gonna improve my performance for you. So thank you, Chris. Great insights. As a reminder, if you'd like to learn more about the five levels of leadership or the 360-degree leader, you may find that information at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. We are offering those workshops in a virtual format now, so if you're interested, please let us know with a comment there. You can also leave us a question. We'd love to hear from you. Very grateful that you would spend this time with us each week. And that's all today from the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.